Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 18. Greetings, bears and cubs. This is your host, The Nard, bringing you another episode of Bear Podcast. I uploaded this a little late because I just came back from San Francisco. Would you believe I missed my fucking flight, so I had to take a red-eye flight? What a bummer. On a lighter note, on this Bay Area trip, I got to meet Excalibur. That's his live journal username. Such a nice guy. Is going to be on a future feature of Wolf What a Bear. Anyway, this episode is a little angry because the news about the passing of Proposition 2 was still fresh in my mind when I recorded it. So, stick around guys and enjoy the show.
I heard my mother weeping for my innocence, knowing that I faced the evils of our prejudice. I saw my father turn his head as I marched away, and I heard him say, America. I was blown onto the front lines of this battlefield. Someone's homeland we've destroyed instead of you. Here I learned to love my brothers and my sisters too, as we fight for you, America.
Texas Constitution Proposition 2 passed on November 8, 2005. At 76 to 25%, we did not stand a chance. I guess that's just expected of Texas. I was really hoping that people would understand its repercussions. I'm fucking angry about it. Many people are just so ignorant, they're just so complacent, and they just don't care. With the way it's worded, even straight people would have problems with it. It would strip away so many rights. Civil rights, man, civil rights, okay? A friend of mine was at the polls that night, and he said there was this lady was there to answer questions on Proposition 2. She wants to explain on how this will save marriage and family. Bullshit! It will divide people. It will divide families. So my friends were at the polls to vote. They told her that they have no questions about it other than why someone would want to vote for it. The lady just kept quiet. I know some people who did not vote because of physical absence or simple neglect. There's nothing I can do about that. People make choices. And that's right. There's nothing we can do about it right now, too. The majority has spoken. Hey, this is Texas. I was chatting with a friend of mine, and he mentioned that that's just expected, and the good thing about it is that more people are now aware. More people are learning. More people are understanding that gays and lesbians deserve equality. 50 years from now, we'll just laugh about this. 50 years from now, this will just be part of history. Eventually, we will reach that goal. That goal of equality. I got an email here, which was sent from the Human Rights Campaign. It's a message from Joe Solmanese to HRC supporters in Texas. He says, "My heart is with you all today in Texas. I know that you may be feeling discouraged, disheartened, or devastated by yesterday's passage of Amendment Number 2. So many of you put so much of your time, money, and hearts in this election, as did HRC. We were with you in this fight since the beginning, contributing money, staff time, and grassroots support to No Nonsense in November since its inception. And along with you, we feel the visceral impact of the election results. And it hurts. I'm writing today to encourage you not to give up, The road to equality is a long one, and a goal that we will reach by sticking together for the long haul. Though the vote didn't go our way yesterday, we have made progress through the efforts of the campaign and allies. Thousands of Texans were engaged in a conversation about discrimination. Those who were undecided, and even those who opposed us yesterday, have been given food for thought about the truth of our lives and our families that will eventually bear fruit. The education we all do is a long-term process, and cynical politics can never derail our efforts. In the long run, we will win. We'll win because time is on our side. We'll win because the majority of the American people are on our side. We'll win because right is on our side. And history will not look favorably on those who callously push discrimination into our laws and constitution. The human rights campaign is in this fight for the long haul, and we will never give up. We will stand with you until the day comes that anti-GLBT amendments and laws are erased forever, and true equality for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people is the order of the day. We are with you, Texas, today and every day that follows. Signed by Joe Salmonese. Be patient, my friends. We'll get there soon. Let's talk about something nice this time. Well, with the launch of the much-anticipated gay cowboy romance Brokeback Mountain, Queer Country Cool is finally coming into its own. Here we're going to talk about country western bars. Yes, we're going to have the top 10 country western bars in the nation. Got this from an article in Planet Out. Okay, let's go to the list now. First, Hoedowns in Atlanta. The Daisy Duke of country bars, Hoedowns is a sassy southern stop. A friendly atmosphere and free two-step lessons help newcomers feel at home. Located in the Midtown Promenade shopping center across from Piedmont Park, Hoedowns has been doing the do-si-do for over 10 years. It's one of the only truly 100% country and western gay bars in the country. Alright, number 2. Brazos River Bottom in Houston. Woohoo! I've been there. I go there sometimes. It's a pretty cool place. Okay, let me read here. The BRB is a sizzling hot haven of bee-hatted hotties. Three bars, a packed dance floor, friendly bartenders, and even a boot shine stand lure the boys in for a Houston hoedown. The Jukebox Bar is a quieter option. Yeah, it's more quiet if you go to the that area. We go and enter the door to the left. You know what I mean. People from Houston. Excellent shows are scheduled, and Saturday nights are crammed with friendly folks who are light on their feet. Number 3, Badlands Saloon in Las Vegas. Badlands take the bovine theme, to a whole new level. Beyond the fog log cabin frontage and lassoed sign, cows adorn every available surface. A cow-painted pool table and the over 30 crowd await in this predominantly male neighborhood bar. I think I've been there to Badlands when I was there back in Thanksgiving 2003. Yeah. Okay. Number 4. Chez Colette Nashville. A raunchy and raucous lounge with the brass hanging from the chandeliers. Okay. Photos of regular bar patrons and celebrities adorn the wall of the country capital's most popular women's bar. Casually comfortable for a fun night on the town. Chessie is women-owned and women-run. I see. That's why. That explains the bras and the chandeliers. Number 5, Rainbow Cattle Company, Austin. I sure want to go to Austin one of these days. Probably the weekend of Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll go there. Latino and Leather Nights star among Rainbow Cattle Company's weekly and special events schedules. Women rule the roost every Thursday as DJ Bobby spins and twirls. Friday is Boys Night. Those who want to impress can brush up on their line, waltz, triple deck, and western swing steps every Tuesday night. Number 6, Charlie's in Denver. Catch a Broncos game or kick up some dust during an IGRA bust and show night at this straight-friendly gay country western and pop dance club located in the heart of Denver, within walking distance of the Colorado State Capitol and just minutes from downtown. How about in Phoenix? Number 7, Cash In Country. The best and largest lesbian country western dance club in Phoenix boasts a fine stable of hot women roped in by darts, football, and Tuesday and Wednesday night lessons to prepare you to stampede on Saturday when the place fills up with the careering cowgirls. All right, yeehaw! Those lesbians are there in Cash In Country. Okay. Number 8, Manhattan South in Fort Lauderdale. Manhattan in Fort Lauderdale. Okay. Fine. With a weekly schedule that waltzes from 2-for-1 drinks promotion to line dancing, live music, karaoke, and southern country, Manhattan South packs in the Sunshine State's finest wranglers and keeps them spinning till the cowboys come home. Number 9, Big Apple Ranch, New York. Okay. Chelsea's Big Apple Ranch is a horse of a different color, a weekly party rather than a dedicated bar. This Saturday night, country western dance lesson and party in a 2,000 square foot loft space is a fun, friendly, non-cruisy option. It's a non-cruisy country bar. Non-cruisy bar. Wow. That's rare, I think. All right. Number 10. Oil Can Harry's in Los Angeles. Dance lessons fill the floor Tuesdays and Thursdays with more polished boots, joining the beginners from 9 up to 10:30 a.m. Beer and margaritas flow for a mere $2 a go at this friendly valley pit stop. Oh, all right. Isn't there an Oil Can Harry's in Austin? I think there is. Anyway, well, this reminds me, back in episode 12, I featured Cow Bear GA. He's from Atlanta. His name is Frank, a cute bear. Episode 12, yeah, I featured Cow Bear GA. He's into, I remember when I was interviewing him, he's into two-step and country music. He's a dancer, and now he's a cowboy. Doing some steer. I could not say. I don't know. Steer something. But anyway, yeah, he's into country stuff. Cowbear GA in Bear 411. I'm promoting him again. I believe he's going to be in Dallas this coming weekend. But this coming weekend, I will be in San Francisco. So I wish I could go to Dallas. If only I'm not going to San Francisco. Yeah, so I was saying in the few episodes ago, I'm supposed to, if I scheduled it right, like coming in on a Friday and then taking Monday off, I could watch Keanu Bear. I featured him in episode 16, the one with the Oompa Loompa Halloween special. Yeah, I featured Keanu Bear. Well, he's got a concert. He's got a gig that night at, I don't know where. It's in San Francisco. But just visit the website. Probably I'll put the link again on Keanu Bear's journal, this one. Just check out the website. But let me see. Oh, by the way, I have here the Bear Bitch Project. Did I tell you guys that I made a new video here? It's the Bear Bitch Project. There were rumors of a bear bitch who stalked the woods of Rainbow Ranch, leaving trails of bear magazines on the ground. My mission: find the bear bitch. Track him down, and when I do, we'll grab some beer and have fun in the woods. Woo! Yeah, check it out. It's in bearpodcast.com, and you'll see the links to a QuickTime movie or a WMV, Windows Media video. You can check it out. I have an email here which I got from the Houston Era Bears website, from the Houston Era Bears Yahoo group. It's from Joshua Cleveland. He's the outreach coordinator of the Center for Clinical Studies. And let me read this email here. Hey all, I was just wondering if any of you were up for a little competition. For the month of November, I will be holding a little competition for anyone interested. For 1 month, anyone who refers 10 people to the HIV vaccine trials will win $200. And remember, if you yourself participate in the trials, we'll include another $400. For more information, email me as soon as possible. The competition begins Friday through the end of the month. So it begins November 11th. Yeah, okay. So the whole month from November 11th. If you guys can contact Joshua at joshua2578@yahoo.com. Okay. This is in Houston, but I'm quite sure that all of you guys that are there in other states, like in Seattle or Atlanta, or if you've heard of this vaccine, you might want to email this guy if he has other contacts for this vaccine, for the vaccine trials. I'm not saying this is the vaccine, this is the ultimate fix for HIV, guys, okay? I'm just saying they're doing a trial on this one, and they're just giving rewards for people who want to try it out. Ranges from $200 to $400. So in Houston, Joshua Cleveland is here, and he's the one who's coordinating the ones here in Houston. And if you email him, I'll put the link on the website. I'll put this email on the website, and so you guys can contact him just in case you are interested in getting info for other states, like if you're in California or in Seattle or in Atlanta or Florida or in Japan. Hi, Spiff. All right, so check him out. Email him at joshua2578@yahoo.com for more information on the HIV vaccine trials.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
On Bear 411, I have here Truck. As in T-R-U-K. Lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Okay, let me read his Bear 411 profile. Hello, and thank you for stopping by. Welcome to my Bear 411 page. I am a gentle giant in Minnesota looking to chat. I am here to make new friends and keep in contact with those folks I already know. I have been a borderline shut-in for months now. I am looking to get out and about and maybe even do some traveling. I am seeing someone special. See above? But don't be shy. Say hello. It's updated last November 1st. This guy has a very beautiful blue eyes and a very beautiful full beard. Wow. So, check him out at bear411.com/truck. How about some bear events, guys? Smoky Mountain Winter Bear Fest 8 on December 1st. Okay, it's for 6 days in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So, let me read their email here. Fellow Bears and Friends, East Tennessee Bears Incorporated presents Smoky Mountain Winter Bear Fest 8. Come and see what all the talk is about. It's been called the best little bear run on the East Coast for good reason. It's also our 8th year. We are hoping to blow you away. They're going to blow you away. This year we will have our first Santa Bear contest, which the winner will receive a full expense paid run fee to our Spring Bear Fest valued at $250, plus 2 gift cards to area merchants. If it's a relaxation and join us for a weekend of fur, food, and fun. Plus, if you like to eat, we are the place that feeds you 6 times over the weekend. Wow. Also included in your registration is a 1-day admission to Dollywood Theme Park during their Christmas season. Also, Gatlinburg will be hosting their 29th annual nighttime Christmas parade on Friday, December 2nd. Enjoy the weekend. Shopping, sightseeing, hiking, and the company of other bears and admirers. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, okay. Dollywood, okay. I'm sorry to those Dollywood fans. I just heard some stories about Dollywood Theme Park, okay? All right. Okay, continue. As you can see, we have a full weekend planned for your holiday season enjoyment. So treat yourself, your mate, to an interesting and exciting holiday weekend. Sure to be filled with fun and excitement. Our early bear special is now available for Smoky Mountain Winter Bear Fest 8, 2005. This means if you register and pay for your registration before October 31st, which has passed already because it's November 9th now I'm recording this, the run fee is $178. After the October 31st, the registration fee is $198. Okay, so visit their website at east10bears.com. Kind of weird to spell it. Okay, that's East and then T-E-N-N Bears. Okay, that's the website. And on to the next. Mad Bear in Madrid, Spain, December 2nd. They only have an email. They don't give any more information there, so I don't know. That's all I got. Sorry, guys. That's still all the events I could give you guys for today. So, anyway. Didn't get any voicemail these days. For the past few days, I didn't get any emails I could add unless something comes up. We'll see. So, our website
is bearpodcast.com. Voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Tell me what you think about the show. I know it's a little angry show right now. I'm sorry. I just had to rant. I just needed to vent. And who else am I going to vent it to but to my listeners? Thank you for listening, guys. Really appreciate it. And, well, this podcast is a little bit, emotion in it. So, just think about it. Probably, I don't know, just the road to equality is a long, long one. I know. So you guys take care, guys. Have a good week. And I hope you have a very good Thanksgiving. Well, I'll podcast before Thanksgiving in a way. I don't think I'll be going to Fort Lauderdale. I'm supposed to go there, but it's too late now. Can't buy the tickets, it's just too expensive. Anyway, okay, so this wraps it up. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good week. Many wolves and many hugs.